Welcome to the CrossFit Max podcast.
Welcome back, team. It is a new year, and you might be asking yourself, what sort of challenge or diet should I be following this year? Now, we're going to discuss all things that we saw popular and trendy in terms of the nutrition or diet culture in 2023. And we're going to talk about things that are the most important and have stood the test of time year after year after year, and what you should be focusing on in 2024. So we hope you guys get some good value. Make sure you give us a rating and a review on whatever platform you're listening to. We appreciate you and enjoy the episode. Ready?
Yes.
Okay, everybody. Welcome back to another episode. Last week, Susie was in a joyful mood. This week, who we got?
I haven't decided yet.
All right. Well, we got Susie over here and Brandon, your two favorite hosts of the CrossFit Max podcast.
Hello, everybody.
And I'm excited for this episode. It is a new year. We are now officially in the new year. They got to hear one episode already, but now we are recording they're listening in the new year.
It's our first record of 2024.
Damn. Yeah. So, banter topic. We just had the UPS, is that it? UPS. Yeah. Like, what's the name of it? UPS just dropped, boom, some boxes in front of our door. We got some new Rogue equipment. Not much.
But Brandon's dismay, not much.
We got a few new wall balls, Rogue med balls, and we got a new pink barbell.
Yeah.
Which I just want to state about this freaking barbell packaging by Rogue.
Stupid.
Slice my thumb trying to open it. When we originally opened the gym, we had...
Eight?
No. Oh, maybe you're right. Four.
That makes eight.
We had nine. Ha! Boom. Forgot about the training barbell. I knew it was a weird number.
Whatever.
So four blue, four black, and then the silver training barbell. And each box, I don't know why they do this, but they wrap it in like this big...
Tube,
like hard...
I don't know why it's like the word a hard tube cardboard. Is so funny to me.
Hard tube. Cardboard tube. And then they put these metal...
Staples.
Well, no, before that. They have like aluminum closing on each end of the tube.
Oh, yeah.
And then they put these like hardcore metal staples through the cardboard, through the aluminum
They
cap,
basically then... make it impossible to get
so
inside.
So freaking annoying. And anyways... Side note, just wanted to bring that up here because I'm annoyed. I just sliced my thumb. It was one of those moments where you cut yourself and you see it's deep, but you have no idea really how deep it was because you didn't feel the pain. It was so such a sharp slice. And you're like, oh God.
Surgical
You just
level.
You just kind of like look at it for like six, 7 seconds.
Wait to see how much blood
like,
pours
okay,
out.
There's no blood. Okay, now there's blood. Okay, how much blood is there going to be? Okay, it's not so bad. But anyways... That was fun.
But it is fun getting new stuff.
We got some new stuff. We got two new 14-pound balls.
A 20-pound
ball. One 20-pound ball and one new pink barbell, which, man, it always looks so fresh coming out of those Rogue boxes.
I know.
And yeah.
It hasn't been thrown around yet. It's smooth and shiny. There's no nicks in it.
Oh, it's beautiful. Also, like our shelving unit looks a little bit more full now because the med balls are the top of our shelving unit. So now it just looks less
empty. Now we need
empty.
To be a little bit more organized about where the med balls go.
No, it's fine.
I feel like it's chaos.
No, it's totally fine. There's three storing units.
Like when the 20s are with the 10s, it hurts me.
Yeah, it does. Our OCD kicks in for sure. Yeah.
But why?
Yeah.
Why? Don't know.
Yeah. Well, the thing,
everything on our rack
fair,
goes from lightest to heaviest.
To be fair.
The plates, the dumbbells.
You're being unfair to the clients here because we have more 14-pound balls than space for that middle rack. So now they have to trickle over into the 10-pound rack or the side where there's 10 pounds.
Yeah, that's fine. You can put 14s beside 10s, but 20s?
Not 20s, huh? That goes against all the laws of... physics.
I just feel like we've all the point.
The fun thing is receiving those packages, and even more fun, I am like a kid in a candy store. Have you been to a candy store recently? I haven't been to a candy store in a long time.
I don't know, but we should totally go. I've got a candy craving now.
No, we definitely.
Like those little watermelon candies? We've had enough candies?
Sweets during the holidays. No more.
Like the ones that are even shaped like little watermelons?
Even the last couple days.
They got like the sugar on them? Oh my God, those are so good.
Even the last couple of days, people have brought me like a chocolate bar or like Oceane brought salted, like real salted caramel.
Oh my God, it was so good with my apple slices. Like,
I love you guys, but stop it. Don't do this to us anymore.
Bring it to me and don't tell Brandon.
Yeah, we're going on vacation soon. I'm trying to lean out a little bit. I don't need any more sweets.
I don't need to look any more like a beached whale than I do already, Brandon McDowell.
I don't know why you're saying that, my love.
You called me a beached whale.
I did not. Okay, maybe I agreed upon your whale calling.
No, I just said, added the beach. Oh my God, to I'm going to look like a whale. And you were like, well, no, we're going to be Australia. You're going to look like a beached whale.
Exactly. So I did. Stop making it sound like I called so you my husband straight up a whale.
Call his pregnant wife a beached whale. When your wife says, I'm going to look like a whale, the only appropriate answer is, no, darling, you are perfect in every way and you are going to look like the skinniest pregnant woman that ever did exist.
Well, you were saying this while you were trying on bathing suits,
which is such a vulnerable experience, okay? Exactly. Trying on a bathing suit, and then my husband,
it was pretty hilarious.
The man I chose to father my child, your called child. Me a beached whale.
I just added beach to it, because we're going to be on the beach. But yes, poor choice of words at the moment, but it was a good laugh for a quick second.
We did have a good laugh, but you're so lucky I wasn't in like a raging mood, because that could have gone either way.
Yeah. Anyway, so when I get onto this rogue website, I am like a kid in a candy shop. I just want to order everything. And there's so many things that I'm looking forward to ordering. And I'm
like
the
evil parent who's like, no.
Can't do that.
No.
Yeah. Can't do that. That's not smart. But yeah,
I hate how expensive everything is, but like I love Rogue and the quality is just unmatched and the aesthetic is insane. But like we got 3 med balls and a barbell and it cost us over $1,000.
Yep. Boom. Like that. But it's good quality stuff and it's long lasting. Oh, yeah. I've been with
so much better than buying like a cheap barbell that's going to break in a year and then you have to buy another one anyways. Like I totally think it's a good investment.
I would say less the barbell. It's more the like everything. Everything else, like rigs have been damaged, even like dumbbells, plates are one that go pretty quick.
I know, and I just feel like our stuff still has such good zest to it, and I mean it's really getting used and stuff, but I do really like it hurts my being when people throw things that shouldn't be thrown in a way that is so aggressive. I'm like, oh. Ouch. Yeah,
you can drop a barbell when there's plates on it. Just don't drop it when there's no plates on it.
Yeah, those the dropping of an empty barbell, that sound.
Yeah,
it just haunts my nightmares.
As you can see, Susie's in a fantastic mood today. But yeah, ordering this stuff is really fun. I'm looking forward to, you know, hopefully in the next 3 to 4 months, placing a much bigger order for some new equipment that we would really like to announce soon. Doing some sort of like community builder where we can do like raise some money or something to try to assist in this, because it is mad expensive, but we always want to be reinvesting in the
experience for our clients in the world.
Yeah.
And I think maybe that involves some new fun machines of some kind.
Yeah. Yeah, but I think we're gonna try to come up with something pretty cool for it to be worth it for you guys to maybe dish in a little bit. But we're gonna play around with some ideas and hopefully get something together, because there's one particular piece of equipment, maybe two, that I would really, really like to add on. I guess one thing I will announce to people that I think is not something new, but it's an addition to what we have, is just extending the rig a little bit.
More pull-up bars.
Yeah, the rig is getting a little bit smaller.
More squat racks.
So the way we place the rig, it's centered in the middle of the gym, and we can extend it on both sides.
By 10 feet on either side.
Yeah. So a small pull-up bar is... So if you know what our rig is, the small pull-up bar is 4 feet long. And then the big pull-up bar is 10 feet long, and that makes
6 feet.
Sorry, 6 feet. Excuse me. So it makes a total of 10 feet.
And when that'll also placed our rig, we strategically placed it that there was 10 feet on either side in order to be able to extend it in the future.
Exactly. So we'll extend it one way for now and have another. It'll also not just allow more stations for pull-ups. It'll also squats. Give us one more station for a squat rack.
Or a bench press rack. Yeah. Oh, we would need another bench for that.
Definitely need another bench for that. Hell yeah. But I'll leave the other piece of equipment as an unknown for now. I would really love to add that, but that is
a much bigger investment
into
because
the gym.
Thing is, we run group classes, so we can't buy one of something. Mm-hmm. There's no point. We need to buy a minimum four of something.
Yeah Everyone's like, oh, you're gonna get a GHD. It's like, no, as much as I love a GHD or even a rope to do rope climbs, as much as I would love to do that, you can't just add one or two. You have to add four to five. And as our classes are growing, that class limitation is going to increase slightly, as we said in our previous podcast. But that also means we need to have enough equipment to be able to run those classes smoothly.
Right.
And having the four machine model is, or having the four
cardio machines?
Yeah, or just having like four of anything is no longer going to be the base. I think it needs to be upped a little bit to like five, for example.
But then it's like, that means you need to buy another bike, another row, another ski.
Yep.
And that,
yep,
my friends,
takes money, which is super cool though. Like we're growing.
And the gym feels alive. We're getting a lot of requests now. I guess it's the new year. Yep. It's very exciting.
Yeah, it is pretty exciting. I'm excited to see where 2024 goes, but
I have just such a good feeling in my gut about this year.
Yep. It's going to be a great year, and hopefully you guys are ready for the ride. But let's talk about our topic for today, because it is a new year, and we're seeing people post challenges, and we're seeing people post
our favorite.
Or you know what? We're seeing just higher motivation levels of people training or focusing on nutrition and changing their life. And what we want to do is, we want to talk about some of the things that have been, let's say, more marketed and more advertised through the fitness and health world, either through like social media channels or, I don't know, word of mouth or books, whatever that is. And then we're going to talk about some things that we, I don't want to say deem, but things that have been more backed by research and by science,
less like shiny sparkly things, but mm-hmm. that things that have
things that really matter, things that have
stood the test of time.
Boom, you said it best there. So let's talk about maybe
things
some
that
of
haven't stood the test of time.
I don't want to say haven't stood the test of time, okay, that have maybe been like, you know,
trends,
trendy things that have been coming up a little bit more. We can even go based on like the last few years, let's say.
Yeah.
Because people are looking into, okay, like what should I be focusing on in January? What should I be focusing on in 2024? So maybe we can name some of the things that we think kind of popped up a decent amount, I guess, especially since we're gym owners. We hear this very, very
people
often.
People bring these trends to us and ask for our feedback on mm-hmm. them quite regularly.
Yeah, and also some things we just see on social media, because that's kind of our feed that we see often.
Yeah, like intermittent fasting.
Yeah. I actually had a good conversation with one of our newer clients who has seen or felt really good results over the last, I think they said year of them doing intermittent fasting, or a couple years.
Something that goes without saying is that these trends wouldn't be trends if they didn't work for some people.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
So it's not, we're not demonizing any health and fitness trend, because if you are diving into that, it means that you are consciously making choices to better your health, which is a complete win. However, sometimes we get distracted by the trends and our focus is pulled away from the real...
the things that matter the most.
Things that matter, yeah. That's exactly what I wanted to say.
Because no matter what, let's say, diet or lifestyle change or training model you follow, all of them will work if you follow them. There are certain things that are, or there's actually many factors that are similar in terms of like comparing all of them. And that's kind of like, I think, where we should take the conversation for today. But going to intermittent fasting is one that's probably been pretty popular for the last 5 years, I would say.
Let's just do a quick, like, what is intermittent fasting?
Yeah, so intermittent fasting is where you don't eat for an extended period of time and you only have a window of which you can eat food. Like a window of time in which you eat, and you don't eat before and you don't eat after that time. And I don't think there has been enough research to support that intermittent fasting is this like revolutionary diet, that eating only between this time and this time is going to help you like lose more weight than someone who doesn't. It's not going to help you put on more muscle. It's not going to help your performance any different than someone who doesn't do intermittent fasting. So the most common intermittent fasting is essentially just not eating in the morning and eating between like 12 p.m. and let's say 6 p.m. That is, I'm putting just a marker on there, but you consume all of your calories between 12 p.m. and 6 p.m. or maybe even 12 p.m. and 8 p.m. at night.
Right.
And for some people, that works really, really great. You know, people who need to lose weight or want to lose weight.
Yeah, it just limits the amount of time they have in order to consume food, and therefore they consume less food. And when you consume less food, you lose weight.
Yeah, I mean, if you, what typically happens is in intermittent fasting is you just restrict yourself from eating after a time and not eating in the morning. So if you don't eat in the morning, okay, just remove your breakfast from your daily routine, okay, boom, there goes 600-700 calories of your day. Right. It's not that you're going to replace that later in the day. It's just that that person has chosen to eliminate a breakfast. So what happens if you cut out 500 calories out of your day? Well, for sure, without a doubt, you are going to lose weight.
But that's if you are...
you're strict with it?
Yeah, that's exactly... like, if you actually do that.
Yeah.
Because the risk here is that maybe that's the intention, but then it turns into overeating in the window that you do have, potentially.
Yeah.
And so you're still getting those 500 calories. You're just delaying them and doing them later.
Yeah, well, if... like I said, any diet, any training method, any lifestyle change, if you follow it to a T, it'll work. So if you tell yourself, hey, like I'm only eating between 12 p.m. and 6 p.m., there's only so much actual food you can put into your stomach before you just want to stop eating. And what typically happens is, okay, I'm not going to eat breakfast. I'm just going to eat my, I guess society has normalized this, but lunch, let's call it. Second meal of the day. So your first meal becomes your lunch.
Why is lunch controversial?
No, I didn't say it's controversial.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm just saying that's what we call it. But for some people, that's their breakfast. They're breaking their fast, right?
Oh, gotcha.
So for some people, 12 p.m. meal is going to be their breakfast, right? Yeah, but okay. Society has called that lunch, right?
Yeah.
So you have your first meal of the day at 12 o'clock. Okay, you've eliminated the calories in the morning. Okay, great. And then from 12 p.m. to 6 p.m., maybe you get like a, you know, you eat this meal, you're full, you have a snack a couple hours later, and then you have, you know, your second and last meal at 5 p.m., and you finish it by 6 p.m., and then you're so uber strict that, hey, after 6 p.m., not touching any sort of food, I'm only drinking water. Okay, well, great. You just had two meals in a day. For sure, at the end of the week, you're going to lose weight. Deficit, you're going to be in a deficit. And yeah, so if your goal is weight loss, which for a lot of people that is their goal, that's going to be phenomenal because it creates some sort of structure. But what tends to happen for a lot of people who do intermittent fasting is over X period of time, they stop doing that. And then what do? Well, they eat a breakfast. They start incorporating food back into their morning. And then what happens is they don't have that strict 6 p.m. closeout time. So when they get a little hungry at night, they start to eat some more calories after supper, which they were restricting before.
Right.
And next thing you know, you're eating a lot more calories than before. And guess what? You start putting on weight. Now, is it because you stopped doing intermittent fasting, or is it because you didn't know how to spread out your calories throughout the day?
Yeah, or is because intermittent fasting doesn't work for you. Mm-hmm. So you can't, if you can't keep the strict diet, then you're not doing it. So it's not going to be effective.
Yeah.
I also think it depends on what you're eating. Like, yeah. Someone might say, I'm intermittent fasting, but like going to McDonald's for lunch.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you're eating extremely calorically dense foods that are not going to keep you full for long,
mm-hmm.
you can easily get in a surplus, even if you're eating only from 12 to 6.
Yep. Absolutely. Yeah. So you can still, so maybe that's one of, that'll be like one of the things we talk about that are the most important things that have stood the test of time, right?
Branding has a hard time saying God, that. Stood the test of time. We had to practice it a few times. I'm really getting in your foot space.
Come on. So, yeah. Can you scooch over for real?
You don't want to pay footsies?
No.
Oh. Uncle's grumpy now.
So there's intermittent fasting is something for sure. Keto is another thing that we hear super often from people, which is, so the keto diet is completely removing
carbohydrates
from your diet,
right.
Which is also, again, an elimination format, right? Before you had intermittent fasting, so you're restricting yourself from eating in the morning.
Based on time,
so
yeah.
You're doing a hard restriction of meals, let's say. And now the other big one is the ketogenic diet.
Yeah.
So completely removing an entire macronutrient from your diet. And, well, of course, what is going to happen when you do some sort of ketogenic diet? Okay, you're going to remove any fruit. You're going to start to remove any sort of starches. You could remove rice, potatoes. And you know what else you're going to remove? You're going to remove most junk food.
Sugar.
Yeah. Any sort of cookies and chips and ice cream and any sort of pastries and breads and jams and honey, like all these things that are also deemed foods that are less healthy for you.
Sometimes foods.
Sometimes foods that you treat yourself with. Well, you've completely eliminated those because you've told yourself, okay, I'm going to follow this ketogenic diet. Now, are you most likely going to lose weight and probably feel good for that time? Probably, because you're eliminating maybe a third of your calories. And for most people, that's probably even more than a third of their calories. They're just, you know, a lot of people eat bread in the morning and have sugar in their coffee or have pastries. And then for dessert, they eat bars and cereal bars and breakfast bars and, you know, all these high carbohydrate, very calorically dense foods. You know, for supper, you eat out or you have pastas or you have pizzas. Like,
you're making me so hungry.
What I'm saying is, like, if you remove all of those foods, then for sure with you're most likely going to have very great success because you are eliminating all of the quote unquote bad foods from your diet. And guess what? You're probably going to lose some weight doing that.
But you're going to have short-term success.
You're going to, you're probably going to get to a point where you're like, wow, like I'm really shredding weight right now. Like weight is just peeling off my body. And then about
keto is the cure.
Keto is definitely the reason why this is happening. And then what's going to happen is eventually, like, your energy levels are going to start to probably dip really, really low. You're probably going to have a hard time, like, having the energy or the maybe, let's say, the motivation to go to the gym and train or at least train hard when you're in the gym.
Yeah.
And, yeah, so you're going to just be lacking a certain amount of energy. You're going to be lacking motivation. Mm-hmm. And then eventually what's going to happen is you're going to go into that, like, okay, like, you know what? I'm a little hungry after supper. I'm going to go sneak in and I'm going to go grab a ice cream bar or whatever,
so
you know?
I've been so good, so I'm just going to treat myself to this ice cream. And then, well.
And that carries over. And then eventually you're going to start eating a mix of really, really high fat foods, which is the ketogenic. And then you're going to start incorporating carbs back into your diet. And what's going to most likely happen is you're going to go back into some sort of surplus of calories. And you're going to put that weight right back on.
Yep.
And you're going to maybe fall off of that structure.
For sure.
Will keto work for you at the beginning? Probably, because you're allowing yourself to have like strict.
That's what's frustrating about these trends is that initially, intermittent fasting like keto, initially they will work if you follow them.
Yeah.
The problem is that the ability to stick with it based on how it's structured, it's just so restrictive.
Yeah, very restrictive.
And so it's not realistic that you're going to eat this way forever.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore, when you return to your previous habits, you're just going to end up right back where you started because you haven't really learned anything. All you did was, okay, you restricted yourself, you lost weight, but then what?
Yeah. Yeah, I've just eaten all of these like really high fat foods now. I've restricted myself from carbs. Carbs are the enemy. I can't eat carbs. Oh, you know what? That pizza that my friend is eating over there looks pretty darn good right now.
It's my friend's birthday. Of course I'm going to have the cake, blah, 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 blah. And then one thing turns into another and you're not keto anymore and you're exactly where you started, if not worse off.
Yeah, and your insulin levels are kind of messed up right now.
Yeah, because you've been eating so much fat and
And because like now you're starting to incorporate carbohydrates back into your diet and then you're going to start craving them more. And it, anyways, it's ketogenic. The ketogenic diet will work for a time, for a period of time, but it is not something that will last long term.
It's not sustainable.
It's a really hard sustainable diet. But at the beginning, when people are like, it's new year, let me try something different, which by the way, like both of these last things and over my last, I mean, I've been doing CrossFit for 10 years, but really over the last 15 years, I've played around with all sorts of diets and practice different methods of eating, and I've done all this. I've done the intermittent fasting, I've done the ketogenic diet. The next one I guess we can go into is also like being vegetarian. There's been like a
I've done that.
Susie definitely did that for a period of time. I've also tried to do this. This was probably the one that I was least successful with. And I say that because this year there was another show, for those of you guys who remember, there was a movie that came out a few like many, many years ago called Game Changers. And that like really demonized eating meat.
Yeah.
And when I watched that, I was like, okay, like I'm going to try being like a vegan. And it lasted me like, I don't know, 3 weeks and I couldn't do it. Like my body was not responding well at all. Mm-hmm. And there was another show that came out last year in 2023. I cannot remember the name of it. And I did not watch it, but many people did tell me about it. And that was something about on Netflix to live longer or something. It was a docu-series, so it wasn't just a movie, but it was a series on
which going like around the premise the world. Was like veganism.
Yeah, they apparently there was many episodes talking about like if you don't eat meat, you're going to live longer, which is an interesting topic, and I'm not against people who don't want to eat meat. I think definitely we consume a lot of meat in the world, and I think there is some strong evidence that if we were more mindful about the amount of meat that we consumed in the world
and how we
then we
produce
would,
it
and how we produce it exactly, I think there's also there's
that's much maybe more the key there.
And I've been following a few accounts on social media of team who of farms who call it I don't want to get this wrong here, let me pull it up.
Where they, like, use everything?
They use everything, but there's a special word. Is it not here? It's, like, sustainable farming for, like, meat and everything. Where they talk about, like, the benefits of using animals and using the entire animal. For example, like, even, like, we use collagen in our coffee in the morning. And collagen takes the skin of cows, essentially.
Let's not think about it too much.
No, but I mean, like, this is using the entire animal, the organs, the entire meat.
Well, I can speak just on my personal experience because I was a vegetarian for like 4 full years.
Yeah.
So I didn't eat meat for 4 full years, maybe longer even. I can't remember. But I will say Brandon probably was an influence in me starting to eat meat just because he wasn't going to stop and cooking dinner and living together and all that stuff. But I will say, as soon as I started to incorporate meat back in my diet, I found that I was eating so much more whole foods mm-hmm. because so much of the vegetarian diet can easily turn into like substitutions and all of these really like Beyond Meat is like terrible for you.
Terrible, yeah.
All those like vegetarian meat replacements are like the most ultra processed foods ever. And you know, you end up eating a really carbohydrate heavy diet and you start to neglect protein because finding delicious protein sources on a vegetarian diet is just more challenging, at least I found. And so I found when I switched to back to eating meat, I had a much more balanced approach to my nutrition mm-hmm. and I lost weight and I felt so much better in my body.
Mm-hmm. So the place
my
that
skin
I was
cleared up,
it the was place crazy. That I really like is called White Oak Pastures. And their title is, "We take pride in farming practices that focus on regenerative land management, humane animal husbandry," is that how you say it?
Yep.
"And revitalizing our rural community." So a lot in there.
Yeah.
But they do focus a lot on like the sustainable part of animal producing and also right. it being really good for soil, for the farm, for nature itself, which I think is
that
beautiful.
That would be the ideal situation.
Yeah, exactly. Which can be hard to do on like a mass yeah. market. But anyways, I don't want to go into a deep dive too much on that. But people, again, going back to like a full restrictive diet, if you decide to cut out all animal group, sources, yeah. you're going to, for sure, what's going to happen is you're going to be in some sort of caloric deficit maybe to start, and you're going to be dropping weight, but then your energy levels are going to feel bad. You're going to have a harder time finding the most important thing is protein in all food. So it's, you're probably going to lose weight at the beginning, but then what's going to happen is you're going to have to start looking for meat substitutes mm-hmm. that are going to be super processed.
Yep.
And yeah, so those are kind of like the three things I think we saw a decent amount, or we heard a lot about over
yeah,
the
trends, yeah.
the in 2023. And I think there's so much marketing and so much social media push, and I hope Netflix stops this, but making movies and docuseries and stuff like this on those three things. And I think what we'll do now is we'll shift to things that we know for sure will lead you. What's that?
Have stood the test of time.
Have stood the test of time. And that will lead you to a very, very successful 2024. And not just this year, not just a January or a 12-month thing.
Forever.
It's like something that you should always be focusing on
right.
moving forward.
Yeah.
Number one is calories matter in terms of body weight, let's say.
Yes.
No matter what diet you want to follow, no matter what sort of restrictions you want to follow, the only thing that matters when it comes to body weight, whether you want to lose weight, gain weight, or maintain weight, is the calories that you put into your system, whether that's at 2 o'clock in the morning, whether that's at 8 o'clock in the morning, or whether you don't want to eat in the morning and you want to do some sort of intermittent fasting and you want to eat at noon as your first meal. It does not matter what times throughout the day you eat. Calories in and calories out is going to be the number one reason on your weight management.
Yeah. If you're eating more calories than you're burning, you will gain weight. Fact.
Facts. Hashtag facts.
If you are eating less calories than you are burning, you will lose weight. And there is literally no other way to lose weight. So when someone tells us, "I'm in a deficit and I'm not losing weight," the response is, "You are not in a deficit."
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And people hate to hear that. Oh, yep. They hate to hear that. But it's just a fact.
It is a fact, yeah.
Cold hard facts.
So that is the most important thing if we're talking about just weight management.
Yep.
Number two is, if you want to create a not just some sort of weight management, whether you want to gain or lose weight, or whether you just want to have a healthy body and a healthy mind, you need to reach adequate amount of protein. Doesn't matter if you're on a vegan diet, if you're, you know, eating, if you're on a carnivore diet and you're only eating meat, if you're intermittent fasting, or if you're eating a ketogenic diet, or if you're just eating a normal balanced diet, you should be trying your very best to consume adequate amount of protein throughout the day.
Yep.
And we always recommend between 0.8 to 1 gram
yep.
per pound of weight or per pound of desired body weight. So if you wanted to lose 10 pounds and you're 100, let's say 160 pounds and you want to hit 150 pounds, well, you should be aiming to hit about 150 grams of protein per day. I think that is number two, no matter, it has stood the test of time. It has stuck around no matter what diet you're following.
No matter what other macronutrients you decide you want to eat or don't want to eat.
Exactly. If you want to go low carb, high fat, if you want to go high carb, low fat, it does not matter. Protein is the most important macronutrient. And unlike carbohydrates, you cannot remove protein from your diet.
And survive.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I
mean, technically, period. You could, but it won't be fun. Yes, and it won't exactly. last long.
Yes. So those two things, I think when it comes to food are the most important things. Now,
there's no debating those things.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's I think like the point of this podcast is that you can easily, I know we're going to have people debating for veganism or debating for intermittent fasting or mm-hmm. keto is like the thing that is my one true love and it's worked for me. Yeah. There is a debate there, but there is no debating. You should eat protein, an adequate amount of protein. And if you want to manage your weight, then you need to manage your calories.
Exactly. The other thing that you can go into, which I think is becoming much less and less debatable, if you hit those two things, you will see your body change or stay the same or however you want it to look. It'll get the results you want if you focus on those two things. Yep. The third thing I will add to that is making sure you try your best to eat predominantly whole foods.
Correct.
So this is the quantity versus quality argument that always happens, because technically speaking, if you just ate McDonald's all day, every single day, you could lose weight. If you eat less amount of calories than what you're burning in a day and you were to just eat McDonald's, let's say you had 2 Big Macs per day and that was all you ate and you consumed, let's say, 2,000 calories, but you burn 3,000 a day, you are going to lose weight at the end of the day and right. at the end of the week and at the end of the month. However, you are probably going to feel like complete dog shit by doing so.
100%.
So, and what's most likely going to happen?
The most scientific term for it all. You will feel like dog shit.
Yeah. But that being said, if you focus predominantly on whole food, so whole food is food that comes from nature, things that are grown from the ground, things that are in the wild,
animals,
fish, yeah, things that don't come from
packaging,
things that don't come from factories.
Right.
If you eat predominantly whole foods, you are probably going to feel significantly better. And the first two things we pointed out are probably going to feel much easier to do. Mm. So if you are trying to manage your calories, eating foods that are more whole foods, for example, eating a chicken breast is going to be much more filling than eating a KFC deep fried chicken thigh.
Yeah, or like some fake vegan meat thing.
Very true. And these things are going to be, in terms of like space in your stomach that you can put in, you're going to eat a chicken breast and it's going to fill you up a lot more. And it's going to have significantly less calories than when you put in that KFC chicken into your stomach. Your stomach is going to consume a lot more calories through all the extras that they put into that chicken, all the oils that they cook with. Yep. It's also going to be able to manage your inflammation levels throughout your body. The nutrients are going to be much better for you when you eat more whole foods. You could also look at on the vegetable side of things, like things that are just consuming a lot more vegetables have very minimal amount of calories versus, I don't know, eating like, Doritos.
Eat a potato, not a chip.
Exactly. Yeah. You can eat a full baked potato and consume maybe 200 calories.
And if you
look, if you look at how much 200 calories of Doritos is going to be, you're going to look at a very tiny bowl. And what's going to happen is you're going to eat 10 of those bowls versus the one baked potato.
Yeah, you never stop at 10 chips.
Yeah, never. And you're going to get tons of more vitamins, more minerals, much more fiber. You're going to get
micronutrients.
You're going to get a lot more micronutrients into your body that's going to help you thrive and blossom. It's going to help you think better, think more clearly, be more productive, have better energy levels, have a stronger immune system. All those things that we definitely want for our body is going to be significantly improved if we eat more whole foods rather than foods that are more processed and more packaged. Not to say that you can't have both. You can definitely have processed foods into your diet, but I would recommend
primarily
whole foods. And if you look at all of diets that are promoted, keto, intermittent fasting, vegan or vegetarian diets, all of them promote whole foods.
Facts.
So that's number three. I think number four will be the last thing I'll touch on in terms of, I guess, on the nutrition side of things. I think it's just going to be making sure you get adequate amount of hydration into your system. So making sure you're getting electrolytes into your system, potassium, magnesium, calcium, sodium, getting those four major electrolytes into your body is going to be super important while getting enough water into your system. And I don't think there's really any debate about that. But if you're someone who struggles.
Yeah, there's like no diet out there being like, drink less water.
Yeah, exactly. You don't need water as we sip onto our little waters here, which I got the mango chili element in my water right now.
Well, I'm drinking my protein shake.
Mm.
Straight protein, baby.
What a good girl. But yeah, so getting adequate amount of hydration into your system is going to be super important. So if there is one thing that you struggled in 2023 and that was getting enough water and electrolytes into your system, do that. Focus on it.
That's a great thing to work on. Yeah. No. I've been working on that for the last 10 years.
And
I get better.
In terms of coming off of nutrition, in terms of the exercise related stuff that we've seen, you know, you see different types of boot camp classes and training methodologies coming up, things that are.
I wonder if we could do a whole podcast episode on workout trends.
Oh, should we? Should we save it for another one?
Because I'm like, we've just talked about nutrition trends and then nutrition that stood the test of time. But I think we could do the same.
Should we do that for
them? Talk about workout trends and then.
Oh, fine.
JK, guys.
Just getting all excited here.
A little teased you over here.
Okay.
Because I feel like otherwise we're going to talk for like an hour and a half. But we could totally make this two episodes.
Let's make this two episodes so they tune in for the next one. Okay.
So next week we'll talk about workout trends.
Okay, before we close that off, though, the last thing I want to say, guys, and is probably the most underutilized and overlooked aspect of a healthy lifestyle.
Oh, I know what you're going to say. It's my favorite thing in the whole world.
Sleep. Sleep is so underrated, guys. Trying your best to get average, we'll call it, 8 hours a night of sleep.
It's not a flex to say that you can survive on 4 or 5 hours of sleep.
Yeah, it's really not. Be boring. Try to sleep more. Get into bed as early as you can. Make your room cool, like 18 dark. To 20 degrees Celsius. Get it really, really dark. You'll sleep like a baby. You'll recover better. Your hormones will be more balanced.
I feel like we won't be saying you sleep like a baby in June. We'll be like, babies don't sleep. Why doesn't it sleep?
Exactly. So, okay, let's cap it there. We'll get into some workout trends in the next one. But before we end this episode, we want to do our client of the week.
Pew, 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 pew.
And that client is Nicole.
Nicole.
who has been absolutely crushing her workouts.
She is so dedicated.
She is someone that we got to meet at the tail end of 2023.
Yeah, she's fairly new into our community.
She's been here now a few months. I can't remember how many.
A couple months, yeah.
Maybe 3-4 months now. She's been absolutely killing it. She's been super consistent with her training.
She is always like 10 minutes early and I freaking love it.
Yeah.
It's just like if every client was like that, damn, we would have like, well, we already do have the best clients, but like we would have even better clients. Like I just freaking love, she's always here. She's organized. Yeah. She's got her shoes on. She's like ready to go. She's in the zone before clock strikes.
She's one of our members from the Pure Foam Vet Hospital here.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, she really killing it.
She has the cutest gym fits.
she does love her Gymshark.
Cute outfits. I love it.
People at the gym are really getting their Gymshark game on. It's cool.
Honestly, that's underrated. Mm-hmm. You gotta wear the cute fit. You're gonna feel awesome. You're gonna work out harder. Absolutely. Just a fact.
And she's like just killing her workouts. She's been adding more weight onto the bar. Oh my gosh. She's been like pushing her limits. She's been getting uncomfortable.
I love watching it.
So I really, really appreciate that. Nicole, thank you for being such an awesome member. Let's kill it in 2024.
Excited to see the growth in 2024.
And we're excited for all of you guys. If you guys have any questions on lifestyle or nutrition stuff, don't be shy to reach out to us. If you have any questions or you have any hot debates,
I'm sure we're going to get a few.
Yeah, for sure. Which I absolutely like
it.
Love.
I love having these discussions because Brandon and I don't think we're the only people who know things.
Hell no.
We're not closed-minded at all.
Absolutely not.
Bring us the facts, people.
And if you bring up a diet towards me, I've probably tried it in the past. I've tried a lot of different things. Yeah. I've experimented on myself.
And for some people, certain diets are going to work so well.
Yeah. Just ask, how long did it last? All right, guys, we'll catch you guys in the next episode. Thank you so much for tuning in. See ya.
Bye.